A lot of people, a lot of companies were leaving E3 in general.
Like places.
Yeah.
All right.
But we could talk more about that later, I
Yeah, we
guess.
can definitely talk about that.
All right. Good to go. We do have another roll of paper towels. I just saw where'd I put it? It's over there.
I see it.
Yeah. I'll get that over here on this side.
Also, I don't know if
I don't want to. I want to drop any like swear words or anything.
Oh,
It's
you
not
can't.
necessary.
You can't.
Not necessary. I mean.
Yep. So you can try to keep it clean.
Oh yeah, sure.
But if it happens, no one's gonna judge when you get down here. Last week, Matt said the same thing,
Yeah.
and he was just like, "Yep. F you, David West." So I completely expect it.
Okay.
I would recommend coming in this way,
Sure.
more towards the middle. I know social distancing and all,
Yeah.
but
I
with
know.
the
Plus, this guy
camera
wants
up, we
me way
gotta.
over here, too.
All right. Welcome to Kind of Epic Show, episode 2 of These Are Some Spicy Wings. It's the awful title I came up for this segment that we're doing. Again, so if you're just now joining us, if this is your first episode, welcome. Different format than 90%, 97% of our other episodes. But movie theaters are closed down, TV's on hiatus. And, you know, there's not a lot to talk about that's not terrible. So this is our opportunity to not talk about the terribleness in the world and still, you know, keep people entertained. We'll find stuff to talk about. Haven't had a chance to talk about the PlayStation press conference. So there's that. There are things to talk about.
There are just a few things.
Yeah. So we'll be able to do this while enjoying some wings and hoping that I can make peaches cry. And welcome back.
I mean, oh, that I know,
Welcome
right?
back.
It seems like an eternity, but then it also seems like just yesterday.
Right? Welcome back. And for the audio version, I'm David West.
I'm Peaches, or I guess should I go by my actual name or just keep it a mystery?
Did you ever go by your actual
I
name?
don't even remember my actual name.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Not sure if you ever went by it on the show.
You know what? I think you're right. I think I may have like said it,
Yeah.
but that was worse than me saying like the F word or something like
Yeah,
that. It was.
It felt weird.
It felt
It
weird.
felt
It
really
kind of gave
weird.
me the stink eye. I was
Like.
like, I'll trail away from that one. I don't even think you posted that episode. You're just like, he said his real name.
So I just think
This
posted.
just didn't
I
get
mean, that
posted.
happened from time to time. All right, so let's go ahead and begin. Do you prefer flats or drumsticks?
No, it means meat to me, man.
All right, so I'm going to pay close attention on how you eat your flats. If you
Okay.
don't do them correctly, I'm going to call you out on it.
All right.
All right, so go ahead and pick a flat first.
Okay.
Like it spins.
Oh, elegant.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then you just want
I just want to see how
you want
you
me to
start
just
it.
eat
No.
the
No.
and
Not
then
by
judge
itself.
me.
Yes. So
This is starting off great.
I'll go ahead and pick one as well.
Okay.
So
are we just gonna look at
no, we need the sauce on it too.
That's what I
But
thought, man. I thought you were just gonna watch me eat
I'm
a
curious. What do
chicken.
you do first?
I just strip the top. I
you,
like just go
you
into
crack
it.
the flat.
What are you talking about, man?
So you take the flat,
Okay.
twist it, grab both
Uh-huh.
bones,
Okay.
twist it, then you pull out a small one.
Jesus, man. I like to live on the edge. I like to like
Then you have all of your meat right there.
and then just go at
Then
it.
you just go at it.
I like to live myself on the
All
edge. Like
right, all
if I can
right.
like if I can swallow a bone and survive, like achievement made.
Achievement made,
Okay,
all
but you
right.
know what? Out of respect, I'm gonna try this out. So you got a twist.
Twist
all
till
right.
you feel the crack,
I
and
felt the
then
crack. I
pull
felt
out
a
the
few
pull,
cracks.
yeah,
And
pull out the
then
smaller bone.
just
That was probably the bigger bone.
Yep.
Still
Yep.
works. Still works. That's all right. So starting off with the classic from First We Feast. The classic one on hot ones. Feel free to go kind of generous. This is the classic hot sauce. So just your typical standard hot sauce. There you go, my friend.
Thank
This
you.
is, like I said, this is for bones.
All right, here we go.
All right. So The way we're going to do this, go ahead and pick a question out of the book.
Oh, I got my fingers
That's okay. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I guess.
It's gonna happen. I'm not worried about
it. I'm just an awkward mess, man. You know this. I'm an awkward mess. The first page is pretty much almost done.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
we're not filling it in, so.
What's the last question, though? Oh, wait, no, there's a few more. Writing or painting?
Yeah. So she was filling it out and then gave up after like a page.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Furloughed.
Yeah. No, she was actually fired.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and pick one.
Yeah. I get. Let's first page. Writing or painting?
Writing or painting?
Yeah. Are you a writer or are you more of a Bob Ross?
I'm painting. Or not painting. I'm writing. I like to write. I don't do it often, but I think I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm all right. How about you?
I've never read any of your work.
You never read my pilot?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm. That's actually something I learned about you, man. I didn't know that you were a writer.
Yeah. So I a couple of years ago, haven't shot it yet. I want to. Wrote a pilot for a TV series set in a comic book store.
Okay.
So each episode, the name of the show would be Wednesday Comics,
mm-hmm.
because that's usually when new books come out. It would be, the main two shop owners would be the main two characters, and then their cast of characters that come into the store.
Mm-hmm.
So just those normal comic book store stereotypes a little bit.
Okay.
So you have the guy that's always wearing sweatpants and stuff like that. That just make these interesting
mm-hmm.
characters. So the main character is named Chris, and the employee is Steve, based off of two people I know.
Okay.
And then there's also a love interest that gets hired at the shop in the first episode.
Okay. Yeah, you have a...
You have to.
Strong female character there. Yep.
Yeah. Which, they'll never actually hook up because... Miserable.
Maybe like at least three seasons in a movie.
Yeah. At least a little way in. But I think it's really funny. I think it turned out well. It still needs some tinkering. But I have a planned six episode first season.
Okay.
I want to shoot the first episode at some point,
mm-hmm.
and then put the first episode completely for free on Kickstarter or some other crowdsourcing to get the money for the other five episodes.
You got a
episodes.
Plan there. It's more than just. Pen on paper.
Oh, yeah.
You've got like a whole idea of like how it's going to go from start to finish.
I know the plot for the three main episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So the beginning, middle, and end episode.
Yeah.
And then just have fun ones in between. But so what do you think of the classic?
It's got enough to the tickle a little back of my throat.
Yeah.
But,
Subtle.
Yeah.
That's something you put on, put that on your eggs in the morning.
I guess.
Or however you choose to take that sauce.
I'm not much of a... Actually, I'm already making up a mess, man.
Well, that's okay. We got dumpsters to clean it up.
Yeah, I know that all too well with mine.
A couple weeks ago, we didn't do the video for that. Well, we did, but the video didn't turn out. Battery died halfway through.
Oh.
But this one hopped on my lap while sitting here. It's like I was talking to him, and he's like, okay, Dad, I'll come sit on your lap. But yeah, I think of myself a little bit as a writer. I did pass it around, had some people read it from time to time, and got some positive feedback.
Did you ever bring it up on the
show? I don't
know. You never know, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know. No one listens, so...
What? What?
We actually took a bit of a break, so we didn't have an episode from late August or September to 2 weeks ago. We took a bit of a hiatus, was questioning whether or not to continue, and...
It's one of those things, I think with what's going on, the craziness that's going on in this world, it's almost like one of those things that's kick-started back, or,
Definitely.
Or with everything that's, uncertainty, you don't know if you should go on or not. But, hey, we're here right now.
Yeah, right? We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're back. We're doing it. New format, but it's fun.
Try new things, man.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so moving on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and...
Oh. Should I go with the salty one just to
get it out of the way? Yeah, the oops salt accident. Yeah. Well, at least it looks like it. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
It flaked off.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Not bad.
We'll still have a little bit of a bite there. Like I'm just like biting into ocean water. But
there, this next one is Heartbeats Pineapple Habanero.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna dip it right onto where the salt was at.
Yeah.
As if that's gonna make it a little better. I don't know, but here we go.
Wow, that smells nice. That's a nice smell. Nice subtle sweetness with that.
Yeah.
That heat coming through just a little bit. That pepper smell.
I really don't get pineapple, but okay.
I don't either, but I get a sweetness.
Yeah.
I definitely get a little sweet. Let's pause it.
That would be
definitely
the
more
I
burn than the first one.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I also got like a lot of salt too. So
yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
But not like
I'm really impressed with these wings today.
They're
actually really like last week's turned out just a little drier than I would have liked.
No, these are moist.
Perfect.
I don't know, can I use that word moist?
Yeah.
You have like a certain demographic that is just like cringes. When they hear that word.
We'll find out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's actually really good to
be prepared for the unpositive comments.
Yeah. So keep in mind, as we go through, keep in mind which one's your favorite.
Well, I mean, so far, still the first one.
Yep. All right, that is entirely fair. So before the show started recording, you did have some comments about conventions.
Yeah.
So tell the audience what's going on.
Oh man, the question I had was how you felt about the movement towards digital online conventions.
Yeah.
Because of this whole pandemic thing, it's just not possible, logically possible, for people to get together in large gatherings, elbow to elbow, to see what Blizzard's going to do next.
Right.
You know, or
yeah,
Sony
definitely.
Is going to do next. So. And, you know, these convention centers have to make money somehow.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in how they're doing it now. I'm guessing it is just because of the whole publicity and the viewership that they're making money through sponsorships and whatnot. But that's beside the point. We're moving towards basically this at your home, viewing all of these big releases for board games, pop culture, and video games, like from the convenience of our own home.
Now,
you know,
real fast. Sorry to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they think I am taking you or my? Oh, there he is. There he is.
That's the new thing, guys. We're just gonna see if Dave is petting his guest or the creature from down below.
Hello there.
Laying it down, but
yeah. I was gonna halfway through my conversation, I was gonna roll my eyes back and go, yeah.
You know, it dawned on me, I was like this, listening to you talk, I was like, oh, that could look really bad.
You were doing
corner.
A petting motion. It wasn't like you were doing a stroking motion. That would have been more questionable.
Oh, okay. The up and down app?
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, it was.
I mean, you're doing more of this. You could have been stroking like this.
Yes.
And then that would have been
yes.
A little bit more questionable. But mystery.
I'm glad my YouTube page is demonetized.
Yes. But yeah, anyways, so the big thing is like E3 is all, well, no, I would, the big, really, the big thing is PlayStation's big reveal.
Yeah, and Xbox did it too.
Yeah.
A couple, like, what, back in March?
Something like that, but the big, PlayStation just blew it out of the water.
Yeah. No one remembers that Xbox presentation.
I don't.
Yeah. No.
I don't.
No.
Everyone was talking about the new next year Wi-Fi modem that's coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
You know, but it's interesting. They have not only different colors, but different models.
Yeah.
I question that because I feel like with the PSP Vista, yeah, how much of a great success that was.
The digital-only handheld, yeah.
That they wouldn't have done a digital-only system.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to get the fat version.
I mean, just myself as well.
And because of the backwards compatibility.
Yes.
Why do just this
Yeah.
The digital only.
And then have to buy those games again.
I guess we'll see with the price point whenever that gets announced.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know the price point of the system yet. That could be a big difference.
It would be silly for them to be a very similar price point.
Yeah.
Because it would cannibalize the other system.
Yeah.
You know, I would feel like if it was literally just $50 difference, more people would still buy
the disc space.
The disc space. Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, looking in the past, Sony, you know, with, if you look at like Blu-ray versus HD, they killed it with the PS3 because they offered an inexpensive, even though they lost money on that system at the beginning, Blu-ray player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was hundreds of dollars cheaper.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. I just, that's the one thing that I questioned out of that whole convention is why are they doing two different systems? And I get the colored ones, and I'm surprised they were doing different colors this early into the game.
Right. Well, I can see the traditionalist wanting that black PlayStation instead of the white and blue.
Yeah.
The black.
Yeah.
Just because they've been black for 20 years.
Yeah.
Since the PS2.
They did what? A black red.
Mm-hmm.
White.
The Spider-Man one, the black and red one for Spider-Man.
And then the white, and didn't they do the third color? They didn't do a gray, did they?
No, they did not do a gray, which that would have been tempting. Like that classic matte PlayStation gray from the PS1.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tempting. I think if I do, I'll just get the white and blue or the black and red.
I was going to lean towards the black.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like that color from the last two systems. And honestly, the white one looks too Alienware to me.
I've seen that in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I'll give it this. I think it's a sexy console.
I think it's
a good-looking console.
It is. I don't know about the controller, though.
I don't think they've changed that much. I think it's
beefier than the center, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I understand a lot of people might disagree with what I'm saying, but it's leaning a lot more towards the Xbox One controller,
in
my opinion. The placement of the joysticks, definitely not. Yeah. That's where a lot of people will disagree. That's not in no way, shape, or form.
And
but
I'll give it to PlayStation. They've never really changed their controller too much.
Outside of the 4, at PlayStation 4, you know. But the Boomerang controller has always been their classic.
Yeah.
They're still since the hardcore PS1, fans.
Since the PS1, okay, the biggest change was adding the joysticks. The DualShocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you remember the concept for the first PS3 trailer? Or, not trailer, controller? The Boomerang? The actual Boomerang?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And, like, they actually produced some of those.
Did they just? It was like Sonic the Hedgehog. They just got so like negative feedback that they were just like.
But why change something that's not broken?
Maybe they should do like a small release just to kind of get that. Hey, for everyone that still has a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you still make it available for the other consoles for usage, but you know,
and
see
even,
what happens.
Even at that, like today's technology, why can't I use a PS4 controller?
Oh yeah. Well,
why wouldn't that be a thing?
I can't remember the...
Some of the new technology,
there's that, but part of it has to do with the, I think, Bluetooth capabilities that's connected with that. I know with the PlayStation 3, the actual Blu-ray remote, that's a Bluetooth controller.
Yeah.
You can actually use that on other systems. It's a little bit of a pain in the ass to get it all connected, but... It connects like a Bluetooth device on the system.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you can use any Sony like digital remote on the PlayStation.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
Because all their electronics communicate together.
Yeah, yeah.
Their TVs communicate with the PlayStation.
Yeah, so there's some wonky...
You have to be awkward.
There's some wonky like coding when it comes to the receiver aspect, because the controller in general is just a Bluetooth device.
Yeah, I just feel like they could fix that with a firmware update.
Maybe. You know what? I've actually gotten into the modding. Oh, sorry.
Let's go for the next one.
Yep.
Keep this going.
Yeah. So I recently bought a PlayStation Classic and modded it.
Nice.
So, The receiver, I didn't like the control that came with the corded one.
Yeah.
I needed my DualShock. So I bought a Bluetooth receiver device that you plug into the USB part aspect of it.
Nice.
And then it connects to pretty much anything. I can play a Wiimote or use a Wiimote on my PlayStation Classic. It's weird, but it works.
Okay.
Because essentially all the controllers are just a Bluetooth device. So, yeah, I don't understand. There's something on the console aspect of it, that receiving aspect on the console, that where your point is, you can't use a PlayStation 3 or a PlayStation 4 controller.
You want to introduce the sauce?
Oh, yeah. So it is the the secret aardvark. Yeah. The habanero hot sauce. I said habanero incorrectly. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
But yeah, so it's...
There is a description on it.
I was about to say,
there's... Yeah, I think it's on... Where is it? Right there.
Oh, gotcha. So yeah, 2 ounce tomato juice. No, that's not it. the ingredients, at least they go to that aspect. They're not like trying to hide anything.
Yeah, definitely.
So a Tex-Mex hybrid made with flavorful habanero peppers and roasted tomatoes.
There you go. This is one of my favorite ones. I love this sauce.
Yeah, it had a very, I guess, tomato-y, but peppery flavor to it.
I use this on like hot dogs. I've had it on hot dogs a few times.
Mm. Oh. That is good.
No. You know, it has a little bit of that heat, but it's still very pleasant right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one you could just coat the entire wing on. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't just dab that on there. You know?
A lot of these early ones are like that. You could easily coat the wing in these.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried your beer of the day?
No, I have not.
So this is Blake's Hard Cider, so not a beer, but Blake's Hard Cider.
Close enough.
It's a mango habanero, El Chavo. Chavo?
Chavo?
Chavo.
Chavo?
How would you say it?
I would have probably said Chavo.
Okay.
And it would probably have been incorrect and inconsiderate, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So this is out of Michigan. This cidery's been around since 1946. It's nice right now. So I've had it both after having some sauces, and then by itself. Since we've had a couple sauces, it's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I saw that it had like a sweet meter.
Yeah, yeah. But by itself, you know, that pepper actually does come through quite well.
You know,
not overbearing, but solid.
This will be interesting because I've had some beers with peppers incorporated. And I can't say I've liked any of them.
Okay.
In fact, Joel and I made one.
Okay.
And it was a red, so it was super dry.
Yeah.
That lasted a while, let me just tell you. It didn't go very fast. But it was a solid attempt.
Okay.
It was a solid attempt.
Jake Goodnight, when I was still at the brewery that... I don't want to name.
That changed my name. That changed my name. No, that changes my mind on the whole pepper and
right. It's pleasant,
beer. Even though it's not a beer.
Yeah,
it works better as a cider because it's sweeter.
Yeah, that's pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But Jake, he used to make firkins all the time.
Yeah,
and would put. There was one he did with chocolate bootla peppers, and. Ghost peppers, and just in these little one-off firkins that were just like so overpowering. All you could taste is a pepper, and it was just I shouldn't be able to drink a beer, and it burned my mouth.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was when we made our beer. It was all pepper and dry.
Gotcha.
But it was like I said, it was a solid attempt. We had to do it, you know, just to try it out.
Oh, definitely.
So
this is really pleasant. If you're able to find it, definitely recommend it. El Chavo, mango, and habanero.
I can honestly say I have never seen this can before, but
me neither.
I'm also not going down the aisle for the ciders on a regular basis.
Yeah, me neither.
But when I'm at my favorite liquor store, I'll definitely keep an eye on that.
All right. So we were talking about the digital presentations.
Yeah. So. We were on the topic of Sony and kicking it out of the water. So what about some of the games? Like, what were your...
The loading times of Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, yeah.
Going between environment to environment with no drop.
You know, I think they proved that it's more than just a gimmick.
Yeah.
I did notice there was some slow time. They didn't show any, like, frame rates on there. But it is taking it to the next level. They've... You know, with the hard drive that they got in there, the SSD hard drive. But I'm interested because that SSD hard drive isn't like a new concept. Yeah. So what makes this guy, like this hard drive, so much more advanced than
like,
the other ones?
When you think of like the what it would take to do Ratchet and Clank like that, each world is loading on top of each other, which gives you the ability to drop between worlds
instantly. Yeah, and no frame rate lag time. The only time I saw kind of a hint of slowness was when you had all that stuff on the screen going, like, coming at you.
But that, did you watch the stream by itself? Like, was the quality of the stream good that you were watching?
That is a good point. I didn't really actually didn't look into that, actually. Yeah. That is a good point.
Because when I first watched it, I was watching it live, and the live feed was not great.
Okay.
And I watched it again later.
Yeah, well, I watched it twice. On one on the live stream, and then I noticed the slowdown on a regular discussion.
Okay.
Where they were showing the footage. I'm pretty sure from the live stream. Yeah. So I think you can go both. It can go either way.
Yeah. I recommend watching those trailers again.
Yeah.
Standalone.
Okay.
Highly recommend it.
Hey.
Because I noticed that a lot during the stream itself, but given everything, like how many people were probably watching that, and you know, just basic internet quality and connection and everything, I would recommend checking out those trailers by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are stunning.
Yeah, either way, the Ratchet and Clank, I've never, it's been since the PlayStation 2 since I played a Ratchet and Clank game.
Yeah, so. I had the remasters of the first three when they did those, I think on the PS3. And then I bought the PS4 one that came out in 2015.
Okay.
That was pretty solid. It was a remake of the first one, so.
Okay, yeah, I would say that I'm so far behind. The last one I played was Going Commando, which I think is the third one?
Third or fourth.
Yeah, so that was the last one I played. I enjoyed all of them.
Yeah.
They all had a sort of DreamWorks humor. You know, it's like
Did a movie?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Direct to DVD. It was meant to come out in theaters.
Oh, okay.
But basically, they took the cutscenes from the one in 2015 and made it into a movie, which it was fine by itself, but it wasn't. It was just missing something.
I gotcha. Like the humor aspect of it?
A little bit. But recommend checking it out.
Huh.
If you don't have the time to play the 2015 game, you can watch the movie. And since that's the last one that came out, this was probably just a new sequel. It probably doesn't have the entire series canon. So, worth checking out.
Definitely, now that I know that it actually exists.
Yeah.
You know? What was that one game that... I was surprised because the studio is sort of like an independent studio.
A lot of them on there were.
Yeah, I was surprised by that Sony's like really opening the door to a lot of these independent studios to like really put out you know, games at launch.
Yeah.
Typically they want their Resident Evil.
Well, they were giving it out. They were giving it out at like to indie developers to develop for.
But the one that did the Zelda fan of the film.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
It was basically a big old middle finger to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, we can do this too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You had your chance. This is going to be the next Zelda game. You know,
and it's like, Zelda-like game. Yeah,
it's like Zelda-like game, but that not almost on had Nintendo.
Like a, almost had, I would say, even like a Studio Ghibli charm to it.
Yeah, with the environments, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. That one was really interesting. It'll come to me. We'll be like halfway in, and I'll be like, oh, that's the game. Oh.
Yeah, sorry. You keep scooting off. And I see you drift past the microphone. I know the microphone is off screen. So it's just kind of...
It's all right. But, yeah, what were some other games do you
remember? I'm happy that we're getting a Miles Morales Spider-Man game.
Yep.
I don't know if you played Marvel Spider-Man on PS4.
I didn't play that one, but I'm familiar with that. This is more or less like, not really its own game. It's more like an extension of that game.
Well, you get introduced to Miles, and the way that Activision has even said, we're still getting Spider-Man 2. But now we're getting our Spider-Man Gamerverse. So this game is essential for Miles' story because you see him get his powers, but you don't see him become Spider-Man in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So story-wise, it is a continuation. But there's still so much to tell with Peter that we're getting into Spider-Man 2, where they're going to branch off and tell other characters' stories.
Which is good.
Yeah, so it'll be curious to see the size of the game, if it will be a more self-contained sort of thing. Like, I think in one of the streamers mentioned that I was watching the feed on, they mentioned Infamous First Light, which was a like side sequel, but it was a lot shorter.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, like, the price point when the game comes out. Will it be $60 or will it be a shorter, like, $40 game?
Yeah. I can't imagine it being, like, that low. But maybe $50?
Maybe. Yeah,
you know?
I look at it as Uncharted Lost Legacy, mm-hmm. which was a $40 title.
Mm-hmm.
A full game, but it was only, compared to where Uncharted will be 15 to 18 hours, it was, like, 12 to 13.
Yeah, a little more than half.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You get something you can play over the weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was going to say, talking about weekend games, did you get to play the Resident Evil remake of Nemesis?
I did. I beat it in a sitting. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I beat that in a sitting.
I beat it, maybe two. I beat it in definitely a weekend.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Got it on Friday. Had it beat by Saturday night, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely shorter than the second remake.
But RE2 remake gets the advantage of having multiple playthroughs.
You get Leon,
you get Claire, and then you get Leon and Claire A and B.
Yeah.
Nemesis is just Nemesis.
Yeah.
There's no
true. And a lot of people, or a few people that I talked to, were complaining about the length of it. But then I also said, you also get the other game that comes with that.
And I haven't touched it.
I haven't either. But But I've heard semi-good things about it.
Okay. I heard it was rough at launch, but I heard it's
better. That's what I heard. Yeah, it was pretty rough. But what, I mean, come on. I mean, from all the other rough launches that we've had from EA, this is kind of like possibly a standard thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Not saying that Capcom is EA in any standpoint, but that stuff has become a little bit more of the norm.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
So this is sauce number four. We've gone on a long time and we're only on four.
Yeah.
So this is...
We'll have to speed it up.
Palo Alto Firefighters. It's a habanero pepper sauce. So this is one of my favorites on the list. You picked out a lot of my favorites today, so I'm happy about that. Let's go ahead and get to it. This is a great sauce by, Palo Alto Firefighters is the company. And it's just pepper sauce, habanero pepper sauce. Let's see, is there a description?
There's nutritional facts on the side.
There is not. There is not. Just a little bit about the company, but not about the sauce. So we'll let the sauce speak. Well, we'll speak for the sauce.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Very tomato-y. On the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the taste.
Right? So that reminds me of like a black pepper. Like a, you know.
Yeah.
A nice black pepper. All pleasant so far. Not a lot of heat to any of these yet.
No. The first one and the aardvark.
Mm-hmm.
The aardvark, I didn't mention this, surprisingly had a real kick in the face at the end that creeps up on you.
Okay.
That I thought. But maybe it was the accumulation. But I would have... The one before that was on the sweeter side, so I couldn't imagine that it was... accumulation. It had to have been that sauce, like on the back end, just really hitting me.
Yeah, probably.
But it was good. I still think the first one still is so on the top tier. I'm waiting for that kick in the ass.
Okay.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, this is just a nice, pleasant sauce. Not hot at all, in my opinion. It's just pleasant. I could eat this on a burger. Would be great.
Yeah.
And then some of these work. Some of these will definitely work better on certain things. Like I think this would be great on a burger, where some of these are good for tacos. Like mm-hmm. there are definitely ranges here. So yeah, so RE2 I think is definitely a better purchase than RE3.
Yeah, I mean I guess if you're going into it for for Nemesis, or not just the game, but also that second online experience, yeah, then go for it. I kind of wish they made it, like, not set per se free to play, but if you purchase Nemesis, then you get access to playing this game online. You don't have to have the pass to play it.
Yeah,
that was the one thing I was a little disappointed
about. Wait, you actually have to pay for it?
Yeah, you have to have the pass. You have to have.
I didn't realize
PlayStation
that.
Pass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Well, I'm a PlayStation Plus.
But yeah, myself, but I have a friend that doesn't have it, but he plays some of the more free to play games.
Why wouldn't he have it? Why wouldn't he have PlayStation Plus?
Don't ask me. I think he's more of an Xbox person.
$60 a year, and you get free games, two free games every month. Might as well.
Hey, I don't disagree, but you know. Everyone has their own budget.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
so,
well, it's, I think Days of Play may have just ended, but they had it for 30.
So, really?
Yeah,
they've been doing a lot of sales.
Makes sense. Everybody's stuck at home.
Yeah. So, but all right, we gonna kickstart it into the next one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and hop in.
Okay. I've been doing drums. I'm not chickening out.
Yeah.
I'm doing the twist thing. I'm just, I don't
but
know.
Look how much meat comes off of that bone.
You're just a professional.
You can just,
man.
You'll learn.
I will.
Next one.
I have,
do.
And if I go for a drum, you gotta slap my hand.
Right?
But.
They're scavengers.
They smell it.
They are scavengers.
I bet if they tasted some of this hot sauce, they would definitely have second thoughts.
Maybe not so far. Maybe that half, but not this half. We're still on the easy side here.
Yeah. And we're only halfway.
Yeah, halfway.
No, I'm interested in trying this one.
This one is really good.
The
this
coffee.
Is my overall favorite one on
this
table. Right?
I have high expectations for this one. This one, I think, is going to be the breach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, do you want to keep on talking about the PlayStation?
Yeah, we can.
Or,
there's still a lot to talk about. We were just talking about Resident Evil.
Yeah.
What do you think of Village?
I'm excited for it. I'm excited to...
I own 7. I haven't played it
yet. It's a different experience. Okay.
I started it, and I'm like, this is not what I was expecting. Mm. I plan on getting around to it, but... I have a stack of like unplayed games about this tall. I was just like,
yeah.
I want more of a classic Resident Evil experience.
Yeah, I think it really took a lot of people by like a nostalgic direction when they came out with the remakes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back to 7, it still holds up. It's still really fun. Definitely, it's like a breath of fresh air compared to 6.
Six was rough. I liked 4 and 5. A lot of people complain about 5 as well as like the downturn for the series.
I kind of
Chris
compare
touching rocks is kind of ridiculous.
and the overly exotic or elaborate explosions and everything.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
I mean it's Resident Evil. I expect the craziness so much.
Yeah.
That like when I was originally playing through 5 and Chris was punching boulders, it didn't faze me one bit. I was just like, okay. But when people like bring it to your attention, you're like, yeah, that is pretty bad.
Yeah, I compare 7. I say 7 is like the if you like the Condemned series, I know like some people might not even know what I'm talking about, but
or like Outlast.
Yeah. And 4, Resident Evil 4, then that's like right up your alley.
Okay,
it has that creepy, you know, feel that 4 brain that 4 has. With the house and the villagers and everything like that, but still also having like the classic Resident Evil monsters.
Yeah.
But then it has that creepy first person perspective.
Yeah, and I think that's what was throwing me off.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is Queen Majesty's Red Habanero and Black Coffee Hot Sauce. This one does have a bit of heat, but I think that flavor is so delightful.
Yeah, it is. That is. I'm not getting the heat yet. But
it's more on the after. Once it sits, you can start feeling it on your tongue a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get that flavor like that.
I get it, around my tongue right now.
Yeah.
But I feel
that is a delightful. I use that a lot when talking about some of these sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you did pick out a handful of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. I would say that was the one that you would put on definitely on certain things, not everything.
Yeah. What would you say? What would be your go-to for that?
I'd be interested in see what it would be like with like tacos maybe.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
I won't put it like on a burger per se.
Yeah.
Although if I had like a coffee rub.
Yeah.
On the burger and then that on top. I don't know. I like my coffee flavor.
Me too.
Yeah. So that I think is just slightly better. What?
Did another drumstick, or was that was this one?
No, that's the next one I'm going to do.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, man, you almost got me.
Couldn't remember.
All right, so yep, it's right in front of me.
Yeah, there you go. So we'll just continue along our way.
I'm trying to think. Of course, there's the New Horizon game that's coming out. I would say that a lot of people, that's like the top.
I hope it's launched, but I don't think it is. They didn't give a date.
Yeah, that was a lot of these games they didn't really give a lot of dates on, and there were so many that it's nearly impossible that they're all going to be at launch.
Oh yeah, and some of them they did say like 2021 or 2022 even.
Yeah,
for a couple of the Stranger ones, like the one with the astronaut, which I can't remember the name.
That has the lady that is it. The actress that played Brienne of Tarth?
I thought so, but I have no idea.
It looks like her. Yeah.
But there's also one that's just like an astronaut and a child, and they're like falling through like the atmosphere of Earth and then end up on the moon.
Yeah,
it's like, what is this?
That was one of those more independent ones. The other one that I'm really looking forward to was the Ghostwire?
Yeah, yeah.
That one where you're in Japan and it has the Slendermen and the headless girls that are floating in air.
Deathloop looked interesting too, and that's typically not my type of game.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a lot. They knocked it out of the water with a lot of that stuff.
I was a little disappointed by Gran Turismo, just because it's not my type of game. I don't really play them.
It looks like Gran Turismo. I mean,
they were only in the cockpit. They didn't show the outside environment hardly at all.
From my understanding, though, that cockpit is something new.
Okay.
I think this is the first time that they've actually shown the hands. Maybe.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you might be right.
I think that they were really trying to show that off to add
towards
the realism.
Okay, I didn't even think about that.
I'm behind on a Gran Turismo game.
I haven't. The last one that I think I watched my dad play was back on the PS1. I think Gran Turismo like 3. So it's just like,
yeah.
Like I would almost be tempted to just to have something different.
Yeah.
But
I want them to bring back the Burnout series. That was so much fun.
Oh yeah.
But that's beside the point. I'm going to go with that one. So we are now on. That one?
Dirty Dicks.
Dirty Dicks. Let me tell you about some Dirty Dicks. All right. So it is a hot pepper sauce with a tropical twist.
All right.
Mm. World's greatest hot sauce. Well, we'll be the judge of that. If you love bold, sweet, and spicy, well, that's why we're here. So,
right.
Yes. Let's see here. Then you're going to love Dick's hot sauce. Gotcha. Let's see. Tropical fruit and sweetness plus freshly ground spices from around the world. Okay. Go for it, I guess.
All right.
Some of these are just like over the top with their... I'm going to have to probably
shake
this.
That.
With their explanation, and the other ones are just like, it's hot sauce, put it in your mouth.
Yeah, right? I like somewhere in between.
Yeah.
You know, just give me a general view. Give me something, unlike some of them that are just like, it's a hot sauce.
I do enjoy, though, the time spent to make this just absolutely outlandish explanation about your hot sauce, almost to put yourself in a realm where, at the very end, you're just like, that had nothing to do with hot sauce.
I saw one. We went to Jungle Gyms a couple weeks back, and they had just a. Have you ever been?
Yeah. We actually went to Jungle Gyms before the pandemic hit. Actually, it was like at the start. We went for a whole weekend, and we went to both Jungle Gyms locations.
Oh, nice.
I will have to say the one on the far east side was my personal
favorite.
We went
to the one on the north side.
Okay, so that's the original one. The one that has the train that comes in. That one's cool too.
Okay.
But it was kind of surreal because we were hearing about what was going on in New York and everything.
Yeah.
And Sunday, we wanted to go to some of the breweries, and they started closing the doors. So we went to Matry, which is a phenomenal brewery. But they were so nice. Kudos to anyone that is listening that's from Matry. They let us in. They explained the situation. They allowed us to look at merch, get carry out, and then on top of that, they're just like, you know, no one expected this, but we're going to give you like a beer. Paid for it.
Yeah, okay.
But they were just like, take it. You can't sit down and drink, but you can walk around.
Okay.
And get it in carry out. And of course, by that point, we're like, we gotta buy a T-shirt.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely. Know? So we went, and they have their fire truck of sauces. I saw one. It had Hellboy on it. It was a Hellboy sauce.
Okay,
I almost got it. The nerd in me wanted it so badly, but I didn't bring myself to do it.
Did it have the like Hellboy artwork? Like,
no, it was unfortunate. And that may have been what did it. It was for the new movie and not Mike Mignola. So I was just like,
yeah.
Part of me still wants to, but if it was Mike Mignola, may have done it better. Because there's also a Fireball whiskey that has Hellboy on it too.
I've been tempted to get that.
But when we were there, and these photos are up on our Instagram page and Facebook and everything, but we did visit the Union Terminal.
See that. I saw that post. Yeah,
which is the home of the Justice League. The inspiration of the headquarters of the Justice League and Super Friends.
Yeah,
which it's an interesting story. So, the old Kenner Toys is right across the street. So the original location where they made all the original Star Wars action figures is across the street.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's where they designed them, where all the prototypes were made. It's across the street. In the 60s, well, the 70s, when they were making Super Friends, they had the rights to do the cartoon. Mm-hmm. So they looked out their window, like, that looks like it could be the home of the Justice League. And the rest is history.
Huh.
Yeah, really neat.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the smaller bone right here, right? So I got to twist it, wait for the crack.
Kind of feel. Oh, I already pulled mine out.
Actually, you know,
it's easier to do pre-sauce.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was actually already kind of broke right there, so I just had to rip it.
Okay.
So I kind of cheated, but
that's all right. So this is Dirty Dicks.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't moved on yet, so let's go ahead and delightful smell again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are just I would just give me a candle.
Mmm. There might have something there. Ooh. Hits the back of your throat, and then boom. But pleasant. Actually, that's my favorite one right now.
Yeah.
The Dirty Dicks.
That's one of Caitlin's.
Quote me on that. I love the Dirty Dicks.
We never call her Caitlin. She goes by Effie.
Effie. Okay.
So it's one of Effie's favorites as well. She does love some Dirty Dicks. Right. All right. Yeah, that one.
I bet that one
has some burn. That one's there on the back of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. I'm at the point where my paper towel is just making my fingers greasier, but it's cool. It's cool. I can just like.
No, we got more.
Oh.
Ta-da. I have one over here that I've been wiping my mouth with. So.
All right.
All right.
I got to prove myself because that one was just an easy round, so I'm going to go with another one because that was already broke.
Okay, okay.
So, I'm not going for the milk, man.
No, don't do that yet. You'll want to save it.
All right, I'm taking your word for it.
I mean, I brought over the jug.
Just in case. If I just need to douse myself.
Yeah.
Like outside, of course. I'm not going
to
let
it. I mean, just more to refill your cup. It's not like you just got hit with pepper spray.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon. But. All right, so Dirty Dicks down now.
Stargazer.
Now we're getting into real stuff, right?
Yeah. Just had a hair. Didn't want that laying on a wing.
When you have animals, it happens.
Yeah, right. that dude sheds so much.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, our dog is, well, now because it's getting hotter.
Yeah.
Dogs are shedding.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. All the time.
Oh.
Yeah. All the time.
So.
All right. So Stargazer. This is where they start ramping up. Told you that last one. The first five were easy. That fifth one, or the sixth one, had some burn.
That was going
to
hurt.
There's some burn there.
Okay.
So now they are just going to get hotter. I'm going to do this guy.
I'm ready for this one. Also, there's a maple leaf. So did this come from... this come from Canada?
Yeah. Pepper North, Artisan Foods. This is Scotch Bonnet and Ghost Peppers. Let's see where it's produced. Does it say?
Watch it be like Kentucky.
No. Oshawa, Ontario.
There we go. That's, last time I checked, pretty Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and smell that guy.
That smells hot.
You're right.
That, if you're congested, that'll,
Hey, buddy.
Gleazy, down.
Yeah.
Gleazy, down.
Get down.
Down.
Gleazy.
You probably listen to your...
No. Unless she knows. Master.
No.
Gleazy. Well, at least you can't see her. Gleazy, down.
Maybe sure Alex now came in. There's something there.
Well, last year, to give her credit, last year she had a bit of an identity crisis. Because, you know, everyone was talking about how she was going mad, and she was really concerned. The Mad Queen, Khaleesi.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
It took me a little while.
I noticed. That's why I had to...
She did burn a city down. I should have just went with it. Yeah. It's like, oh, man,
She did burn a city down, so...
Man.
Can't really blame her too much for being a little weirdo.
But...
All right.
So, yeah, real change of subject. I'm just kind of curious,
yeah.
And maybe I'm going to sound a little ignorant for not doing my research.
Oh, that's
but,
okay.
Is E3, like, just no more?
Well, E3's not happening this year. I don't know that. I don't, because it would have already passed.
Yeah.
Or would have been happening, like, now.
I don't know. I've heard up the grapevine that, like, E3 is just...
Wouldn't it surprise me, especially after PlayStation has dropped out. They weren't even going this year anyway.
Yeah. And
Nintendo was already just doing a digital presentation.
Yeah.
A Nintendo Direct every year for E3.
Yep. And of course, you know, they already got these other companies that have made their own, like Blizzard and everything
like
that.
Yeah. Sony had been doing that for years.
There's just not the market anymore,
yeah.
At least for E3.
I think part of the problem was that they were still industry focused and not public focused.
Yeah, and I think that's one reason why they opened it to the public.
Yeah.
Just recently, because they were getting desperate. So we were.
Yeah,
this.
let's do this. How much you put on? It's a good amount. I went a little heavy by accident.
Okay. I screwed up. I didn't twist it.
That's okay.
I got it.
There
though.
You go.
I kind of cheated though, and it's growing.
But don't you find them easier to eat that way?
Yeah, it's definitely better than just like deep throating this thing and just ripping everything off. And that sauce, it's growing.
Right. What do you think?
I like it.
They still kind of have flavor right now.
It is. Yeah. But it is something that is incrementally getting hotter.
I think if I were to make a change in this lineup, I would have this one change that order a little bit.
I would agree with that. Got a little heat on my lips. That would be something that I could probably kill.
Would you like another one? That way you can like wipe your nose if your nose is running?
We probably might get to that point.
Okay.
I could do maybe 6 wings of those.
Yeah.
But that I'd have to chase it with like one of these. Like I couldn't just pound 6 of those like back to back to back to back unless I had a death wish.
Yeah, and you know, I would like to see where like the blazing sauce and like Buffalo Wild Wings like compares. I'd kind of like to see it.
Yeah.
I think that it's finally gotten worse after drinking. We're to that point now.
It had helped a little bit, but then it just like...
Right?
I'm still there.
Oh, so. Yeah. That's gotten to the point. Well, this one's going to... We're going to move that to the side.
All right. Oh, for the cap.
Yep.
Yep. All right.
I made it to Da Bomb last week without a drink of milk. I think I just fucked myself.
But did you have this intensity just at this moment? It was it just like
it was a pretty slight progression
Da Bomb or
no, it was still the progression.
Okay. Okay. Cuz like right now we're going like really hot apparently. And then just like Death Wish.
Did you see the live video we did?
Not all the way through. I think.
The end's the best.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we, me and Effie did a live Facebook Live one a couple weeks back.
I do remember seeing the post, and wasn't there like already video like posted to there for it?
I don't know that one. No, that was yesterday. That was our episode that went live yesterday. So the first official one. The Facebook Live is just like, hey, we're back. We're doing this thing.
I got you. So that was something different.
Yeah. It's on my Facebook page. Yeah. So I'll tag you in it. That way you can look at it.
Appreciate it.
All right. But we both were in tears on Da Bomb.
On Da Bomb?
Like, glasses off, sweating. My glasses will probably still come off. All right. So Brain Burner.
I was looking forward to this one. So one of the hot ones.
Yep.
Brain Burner will melt your mind with this diabolic blend. I'm already excited. We got Carolina Reaper Peppers. Oh yes. And then also sweetness and zesty lime. Interesting. I guess you gotta have a little bit of something in there.
Yeah. So, if you want to know how I do my wings, I deep fry them first. Well, not deep. Well, they're stovetop fried because I don't have a deep fryer. But I fry them first until they're just slightly crispy. And then I have a butter and pepper and salt base. So,
It turned out excellent.
I put them in there, swash them around.
Yeah.
And then I bake them until, you know, golden brown.
They turned out good.
Not doing it. I almost just wanted a drink.
I kind of went for it too as well. But you know what? I'm ready for this one because that I think it's gone.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna.
It's not as
I was just thirsty. It wasn't even for the.
I'll accept the milk.
I was just thirsty.
I'll accept that. So yeah, this one definitely hot, but longevity is not quite there.
Yeah.
But still enjoyable if you're wanting that like. If you like that kick to start off with.
So I'm trying to get my family to do this. I wanted my dad to do it. I tried real hard to convince him. He's like, no, I'm not doing it.
Is he not a hot wing?
No, none of my family is.
Man.
None of them are. And I'm just like, it's not about whether you are or not. It's about the experience.
It's the experience, the social experience that why you do this. Yeah. You know?
Like, why would I want to subject myself to pain? Why have people been subjecting themselves to pain for forever?
I know, right? It's not like we're not asking you to do a Jackass video.
Right? Right? No, they would probably be more likely to do that.
Really?
I think so.
What?
Right? My family's weird.
All right, I know. I'm going for another drumstick.
No, that's okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, there you go.
Screw it.
Sorry. Okay. Came out quick. Good to know.
Yeah. I did. It wasn't like, which one was it we had to shake up? I think it was the
Dirty Dicks.
Yeah. But I think it's more of a just less habit.
Yeah. Yeah, that does come out really fast. All right. So this is Brain Burner. Another Hot Ones. First We Feast Presents. This is the first sauce on the game show, second sauce on the game show that they do.
Oh,
for hot ones. Because they have their interview show, but they also have a game show.
Game show, yeah.
Lid, please.
Oh, sorry. I was like completely. Oh,
that's all right.
I didn't see you at C2E2.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, I saw your some of the posts that you made. I was kind of saddened by the whole thing.
By not seeing me?
Yeah. Aww. I was like, we gotta stand by the door. Maybe he'll
come through.
Yeah, or he'll just go through the train.
Yeah, so we actually found a very secret way to in.
Really?
It was kind of great.
What's the secret?
So, I'll tell you off camera.
Okay, okay. It wouldn't be a secret, obviously. I almost tried to trick you there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I would say, overall, it was enjoyable.
So we didn't have to wait in. We didn't wait in that long line to get in.
For the for what? Oh, to get into
the convention.
Convention. Oh, I don't remember a line either.
Well, but it depends on what time you show up.
Yeah. Were you there at opening?
Yeah.
Okay. Because of the experiences we had in the past because of the long line, we went like an hour later.
Okay, so, makes sense. So everybody had already gone through security.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, day one we went through security and it took forever.
Yeah.
It was driving us nuts. So we were just like, all right, we're gonna find another way. And we found a way.
Nice.
Okay. Not all the places have security at them. Not all. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Go down to the main area. Go all the way down.
Okay.
To the bottom floor.
Okay.
Go into an elevator, and you can go right up the elevator onto the level where all the panels are.
There was no type of, like,
no
security at that elevator?
No,
it was just regular
elevator. There was pretty much somebody there, like, checking to see if you had a badge, if they stopped you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, I have to edit the video anyway. I could.
You always take that out.
Beep.
Yeah, and you could always just like put it at a high note that this is the secret, and then this wing was pretty good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, technical difficulty sign. All right,
I breathed.
You breathed. Sometimes that doesn't help. Sometimes you need to because you like suck it down your throat, and it's like, oh, geez.
No, I literally took a breath because I took it such a big bite, and I just felt heat. I just felt the sauce like not literally going down my throat because that would be really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like it was definitely hot. And this one is creeping up a lot faster.
I would actually change its placement.
You think?
Yeah, that didn't bother me at all.
No, but the last one was progressively hotter.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like it was all on the front end. But yeah.
I think I'm going to change the placement. That's not affecting me at all.
I mean, you are blowing your nose.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's been a build-up, though.
Yeah. I don't get any lime at all. Where's that lime zest? You're cheating me. On the lime zest.
I get more of the lime. And maybe I just had, you know, combination of spices that were in my little portion. See, it's burning around my lips, but not my tongue. My lips are burning right now.
Yeah. No, I'm not getting a lot of lip burn like the last one. So, I guess...
I blew my nose and using hand sanitizer because we're in a pandemic.
But we're not 6 feet apart.
No. we're almost done, hopefully. No, probably not, but
I'm taking precautions. I think we're getting a little too cocky at this point.
Yeah, probably. I'm taking precaution. I use masks, hand sanitizer, social distance.
Well, yeah, where I work, we have to.
Yeah.
It's required to.
Yeah.
But yeah, but when I'm going out, especially like going to the grocery store, and even in like places where it could be outside, just for respect for other people.
Yeah.
Wear a mask.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I know we don't need to get political here, so. But
yeah.
I guess for the sake of the know, just be considered wear a mask.
Yeah. I did get into it with a person on Facebook yesterday.
Ah.
And they were talking about AMC's mask policy. And they're like AMC theaters when they open up, they're now requiring guests to wear masks. Which I get that it would be uncomfortable to wear your mask for an entire movie.
I don't. I mean,
I'll do it, but this guy was just like, well, then you're not going to have my money. I'm like, how often did you go before? Like, I was like, I've been a member of AMC Stubs for 8 years, 9 years.
Yeah.
I've been a member of AMC A-List seeing 2-3 movies a week. I go to the movies a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let this stop me from going to the movies.
No, especially now more than ever, it's like we need to kind of, I would say, support our movie, our local movie theater.
Oh, for sure.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, everything that we've seen, memes, postings, going to a movie theater now is the most Mad Max-like environment that you could possibly
go
to.
Oh, yeah, you know? Oh, definitely.
The only thing that's missing is a Dust Bowl just going just across.
Like, and when they reopen, like, AMC's like, every other row will be blocked off, and then you have to have a seat between you and the next person.
Yeah, that was standard. I mean, yeah. I would assume so.
I mean, I get it. It would be kind of hard to eat your popcorn with a mask on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But some people just don't understand, I guess.
Yeah, and he's like, I was just in Florida on vacation, and I didn't wear a mask the entire time, and I'm fine. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that you still don't have it.
Yeah, right.
You're
right.
Just a carrier then.
Right.
All right. Should we go?
That's our one political divergent, and it's because of movie theaters. All right.
So we make it clear that we're gonna go into the next one before taking a drink, just to man it up.
We'll go as long as we can without taking a drink.
Deal.
Now, in typical Hot Ones fashion, the last dab would be the last one that they do. They do the last dab, but I don't think it's as hot as Da Bomb.
You said the Da Bomb was part of the game show part.
It is, yeah. No, Da Bomb isn't. Da Bomb's on the regular. We have the Constrictor, which is the main one that they do on the game show.
So, heat level, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they even say caution. I thought it was going to be like the warning or whatever, yeah. But no, it's actually like the hottest sauce on Hot Ones.
Yeah.
On the spice level. Like, forewarning.
Look how club that is.
I know. You know, I guess I'm not sure. I would hate if it just, like, plopped.
Oh, yeah.
I would be like, I just get up and...
I mentioned it last week, but I do think it's important to tell everybody, I accidentally put that all over a hot dog.
Think it was mustard or something?
No, I meant to put the classic, and I grabbed the wrong one.
I think we got a problem there.
Yeah.
I do not want to touch the top because of obviously consider it sanitarium.
Oh no!
It was just Doctor Who, I think.
K-9, what are you doing? Who else fell?
I just saw K-9.
Just K-9? I thought I got... Oh, and David Tennant.
Uh-oh.
And sunglasses. We'll worry about it later.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, you're right. Sunglasses.
Yep. No 3D glasses. Oh well.
Okay.
We'll carry on.
I got to,
And I do have a chopstick that was just handed to me.
Awesome. All right, y'all definitely need a new one.
Yep.
And when you have a free hand, the sanitizer, thank you.
You're welcome. New paper towel, my friend.
Awesome. Are those the chopsticks that are handmade?
I got this out of a set that came with a top ramen bowl.
Okay. There was topic of C2E2, there was a gentleman that had a booth and he made chopsticks from hand. And you just used all these different exotic woods and it was pretty legit.
Nice. That was chunky.
Yeah.
You see how I stuck it in
and it just went through it.
All right, so the last dab, Triple X. Now, on the game show for Hot Ones, they do a combination of, like, their final, if you make it to the final challenge, it's all three sauces that you've had so far. So it's, like, Brain Burner, the Constrictor, and the one with the scorpion, the space in the name. And then they put in a shot of the last dab, and you take it as a shot. You do a shot of the hot sauce.
That's pretty intense.
Right? Most people, like, throw up afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, you're taking a whole two and a half or two ounces, you know.
It's a shot.
Jeez.
Right.
I wonder if anyone like licks the shot glass out.
I don't know.
It to that intensity.
And then they have like milkshakes ready for you if you beat the final challenge.
Oh yeah, I imagine. Okay.
But yeah, this is the hottest sauce that they do.
Okay, pre crack.
Yeah. Already determined I was gonna do a.
I kind of did it. Not bad.
Yeah, you can eat that little portion off.
Yeah.
All right. Just get a good amount on there. There you go, my friend.
Okay. Thank you.
All you.
I'm just gonna spread it all along there. Probably we're gonna regret it.
Oh, that's okay.
Here we go.
I got the cap.
Yep, I got a little ahead of myself.
That's all right.
You know, this is deceiving. Is it smell or it smells sweet?
Yeah.
It smells pleasant and sweet, but then...
Oh, yeah, it's going to kick you.
But then I'm probably going to have to buy extra toilet paper after this.
Well, I got Tums and I got Pepto-Bismol. You can do both. We'll be glad to provide that.
I can't... You know, wings don't give me that problem. It's like more like pizza, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
We're not going to go with that.
We're not going to go. No. Well, last week I didn't go for 2 days afterwards.
After doing
this.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is...
Oh, without taking Tums or anything like that?
No.
Without doing wings, basically.
No. After last week's show,
yeah,
I didn't go number two for 2 days. Which is the exact opposite of normal me.
I was about to say, well, that's like a concern for, like, to call your doctor.
Well, I ended up eating a half a box of Life cereal. I was like, I'm going to make myself go.
That's a lot of fiber right there.
Right?
Yeah, if that doesn't work, then yeah, you call your general doctor
yeah.
to say, hey, we've got an issue here.
Yeah, I ate a bunch of hot sauces and haven't gone to the bathroom.
And I just ate a whole box of fiber.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Ready? One.
Cheers.
Cheers. Dink. Oh, it's on my finger. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this one, where it's not an immediate heat.
Yeah.
Like the brain.
Yeah.
But I can feel it. But I'm just like, when is it gonna like really hit me? Definitely getting the hotness around my. Oh, I got it. Starting to tear up just a little bit. I got to hold it in around the lip area. But actually, that's pretty good.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I think.
You're starting to look a little rough. Look at me over here.
Yeah, no, you're taking it like a champ.
I think that's part of the problem. I'm getting so used to these.
Your whole body is like neutralized to the whole concept of it,
right? Like it's almost becoming
okay. Like a little bit came, like,
yeah.
Not like that gross fashion, but
yeah. Did that burn?
I coughed, and it's in my saliva, so it just started to burn. So yeah, I can't imagine because it's so thick.
Yeah,
that your saliva just starts to thicken up. Taking a shot of that would just be intolerable.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's mixed with some of the thinner ones. Like the constrictor, the brain burner.
So it's a little hodgepodge and everything.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's difficult to talk because...
I found a couple of times where I've coughed after eating one and it just burns so much more.
That's what's happening. Like when I'm trying to talk, obviously like your mouth is producing saliva and everything, and now it's just at it's overdrive.
Yeah.
So it's hard to talk at this point. I apologize.
Oh no, you're fine. You're completely fine.
Whew. But that was actually enjoyable. It wasn't like the Reaper.
No, it has a really good flavor to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
that's one where you could do maybe like three or four of those.
All right.
We've been able to recharge a little bit.
Oh, damn it!
This goes in the blooper section.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. all right, so we've been able to recharge, I feel.
Are you good?
Yeah.
You're okay now?
Yeah, well, definitely.
You're okay, okay.
So, definitely, like, it was hot. It was... You with?
Yeah.
You good?
I had a little bit of a hiccup belch.
Gotcha.
A little bit of air in my throat.
But it definitely kicks your body in a little bit of an overdrive. But now, time for the big one.
Time for the big one.
I almost got to tears with that one.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to cry with this one. If I don't cry, I'm going to be disappointed.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's like actually like flavorful and everything.
No.
I make up. No, it's just painful.
It's just painful.
It's just pain.
It's just painful.
Beyond intensity.
Insanity.
Gotcha. Or insanity. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, insanity. Yeah. Sorry.
Beyond insanity.
Beyond insanity. Warning, the sauce is extremely hot. Well, thank you for reminding me.
You don't need to read the usage on there.
Yeah. You know you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, it says only use one drop.
One what?
It says to use one drop.
Oh, at the very end, consume one drop at a time with extreme caution.
But that's not what we're doing today.
I wouldn't expect that.
Okay. All right, let's get a wing.
Yep. All right, I guess I'll go for
I'm going to go with this weird-looking little dude.
Yeah. All right.
That doesn't seem like a lot of meat. Oh, well.
I remember it was just...
You want to crack it first? Your wing?
Oh, yes.
I recommend not minimizing contact with your flesh. Just in case you were to touch your eye.
Boom.
Perfect. You're always going to do that now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Should I just... Oh, it's coming out nice.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I was not going to put that much on.
Okay. Well, I mean...
Oh, boy. Caitlin, do you want to see this? Well, you want to see how much of the bomb he just put on his wing? I warned him.
I basically just coated it.
I warned him.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I did warn you.
You did.
I need to have you sign a waiver.
I was going to say, you warned me. It was a verbal warning, but I didn't sign anything.
Well, yeah, I know. Odds be ever angry. Is this a verbal contract that you won't kill me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll do like a social distancing handshake.
Yeah. Yeah, might get another F.U. David West. It's also made out of Kansas. So it's made from product of Kansas. We started with hot habanero peppers, blended them with smoky chipotle peppers, and natural pepper extract to create a sauce that was lab tested at 135,000 Scoville units.
I'm not very familiar with the Scoville units.
It's kind of a made up number.
Yeah, well, I know that like with the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the Scoville units on there, but I know it's like obviously very high.
Yeah.
And nothing can like really come close to it. But.
Right.
All right. So are we doing this?
Yeah. Like, yeah, we are doing this.
All right. Well, if I don't come back from this, it was a pleasure.
Yeah. cheers again.
Yep.
Last one. Last wing.
Yep.
So far, before we do this.
Okay. My last words.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to tell anybody?
Hell no.
Okay.
No regrets.
Okay. No regrets. All right. Remember the pleasantness of the earlier ones.
I know, right? I'm just going to think of that coffee one like the rest of the time.
I got that at World Market in Carmel.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
by,
that.
By Flicks.
Yep.
They had it there. It was like $12. So...
Right.
There you go. Something to... Here we go. Right away. Whew. Yeah.
I just sniffed.
Yeah?
And...
Everybody becomes an owl when they do that one.
It comes an out?
Owl.
Oh.
Whew.
Yeah.
Swallowing hurts.
Yeah, and sometimes even like
Like breathing
and not just through the mouth. That would be a sin if you did that. If you do through your nose, you're still screwed.
Right? Breathing is hard on this one.
Yeah. Although I am not getting the same like bodily function like with the last one where my saliva was so thick and I couldn't speak. Although it is becoming more difficult. Let me tell you
this
that.
This is a slow. It starts off pretty slow.
Yeah, I can feel that. It's like with every single breath I take.
It gets worse.
Yeah. But, whew. It's enjoyable, though.
Is it?
It's enjoyable, actually.
Okay.
So, whereas, like, the last...
It's so hard to breathe. Fuck. All right. I'm doing it.
No, man. I'm rolling this one out, man. I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get the burn around my lip area, but that also could be I just like inhaled it. Whereas the other one,
so you got it down as fast as possible.
No, I chewed.
Okay,
I chewed. I had it on my finger and I licked it. I wanted to get the full flavor. Oh,
are you getting it?
It is a slow burn. Let me tell you.
Fuck.
Whew. But yeah, no,
that's
one,
more than I've done.
That's on one wing.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I did more than what I've done before.
Oh, gotcha.
And you definitely did more.
At least for the first time, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess next time I'll have to do a shot.
My eyes are watering. Your eyes are watering too.
It does feel like I can feel them, not crying, but they are. They are moist. So, you know, on the topic of hand sanitizer, you know Hoosier Brewing was making hand sanitizer?
A lot of them are.
Yeah. But they stopped brewing and strictly made hand sanitizer now. They aren't going to have, like, new beers until mid-late July.
Wow. Fuck.
I mean, kudos to them, and especially at the beginning of this whole pandemic. I'm gonna have some of this.
Okay, go for it.
Oh yeah.
That's hitting hard.
That topped off good. That topped off nicely. I was kind of thinking that I was gonna take a sip of it and it'd just be like, oh no, nothing's working. Nothing's working.
I'm a little sad that you're not experiencing it as much as I am.
I just like that pain.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you're a sadist.
Yeah, I sure.
Okay.
Anarchist, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah.
Each time I do it, I'm doing more and more.
When I try to think about saying something and then I try to say it, it's just like, nope, those words aren't coming out. Nope, not the way I wanted it to. Whew. But yeah. Good stuff.
See why I do it last?
Yeah. Why not first?
Why not first? You won't be able to taste anything.
You
won't be able to taste anything.
Hey, you gotta try it once, maybe, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Jen Gob.
Yeah.
It's first time it's going the route of the... I honestly thought Gen Con was going to be... wasn't going to make up its mind.
Yeah.
Until like the last like week before, you know, because they wrote it out for a while. It was until recently that they were just like, "Yep, we're not doing it, but we're gonna do the online thing."
Yeah.
So,
which I was really worried about going to Gen Con this year, and I'm glad they went this route.
I was as well because. Okay, I'm good. If they tried to pull it off, it would have made it like awkward for us.
Oh yeah,
you know,
none of the gaming. You couldn't do any demos. You couldn't do anything.
Yeah, it would have taken.
You could watch people explain it, but you wouldn't be able to participate.
It would have taken all the fun out of it. Just imagine like the fact that they would have to come up with a good registering system, or else people would just be waiting in line. And then disappointed that they reached the capacity of the rooms.
Yeah.
So, they had to go down that route, and it'll be interesting to see. I signed up for the registry to do some of the panels and everything, and to watch people test games. So yeah. I am interested and excited to see how they do it, and how well it turns out. I don't think it's gonna like change the game, but. It's good that they're doing this, you know, for the people that took the time to make these games.
Yeah,
you got a little like glistening.
I know.
Around your eyes.
I know.
Great.
Because those are tears that have like, whew, that hit me hard.
I'm sorry, that was not professional.
No, you're fine.
In these times, but. Yeah, no. They have to do it somehow to like make sure that these people that took the time to make these games like get their hard work out.
Yeah,
you know, out to the people. And there's some games that I'm looking forward to that I wasn't able to try out last year.
Yeah,
they had just a prototype, like one developer. The game was called Zona.
Okay.
And it's loosely based off of a game that I always loved called Stalker, Shadows of Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually based off of a book and then also branched off into the Metro games, if you ever played those.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the same world, same universe.
Oh, neat.
But they literally, I saw it and I was like, that looks like Stalker's Shadows of Chernobyl. I have to check that out. And they literally just had like a laser printed version of the game.
Oh, cool.
And like the parts were extremely like prototype one.
Okay.
Type, you know? But the guy was really knowledgeable about the game. And it seemed really fun. It's a global style game.
Cool.
But I won't go into too much
detail. No, you have other
things to talk about. But I guess it gives you some time to like. Recharge and cool down.
It's hanging on like the left side of my tongue,
uh-huh.
On the back, like that back corner of my tongue.
Really?
That's where it's hanging. That's the only spot I'm getting any pain right now.
It's burning. I'll be perfectly honest. It's burning the tip of my tongue, which is slightly uncomfortable.
Right?
And I got a little bit like here, and it's burning my finger.
Right?
And that is super uncomfortable now.
It's but like, I think I'm on the two glasses of milk in, and
who indeed, but that's the hottest one, eh?
Yeah.
I will say this. I honestly want to say this one was more hotter only because of the uncomfortable feeling my body was reacting to it.
I have that whole uncomfortable feeling right now.
And maybe my body got so used to it that when I tried this one, it was like, we know what this is.
Okay,
so,
okay.
But, I don't know, maybe it would be one of those things where it's like, try this, I'll have to get a bottle of this.
And, yeah, like, you can also get it at the World Market.
World Market?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they have a good section, like a good selection?
Yeah, they had
a
good selection of hot sauces. Yeah. Now, when we were at Jungle Gyms, they actually had, let me pull this up. They had the bomb, the final answer.
The final answer.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one of those?
It's a lot smaller. So there's three different types. There's the one that we have, which is Beyond Insanity.
That was the one. Okay. That was so the one that you said that was like the price tag was around what you.
That's 40.
Wow.
So there's three different kinds here. They have. They don't actually have the one that we do. They have Ground Zeroes, which is pretty standard. That's the final answer. Look how much smaller it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a ghost pepper hot sauce.
Okay.
The final answer comes with an eyedropper.
Wow.
Yeah. Comes with an eyedropper.
I guess when you get that, that would be like end of year.
Yeah.
You got your bonus or your promotion.
Right?
And
here, they're doing, we actually have hot ones on the side, and yeah. they're doing the bomb now.
I know it's like we're looking at it, but when they're watching us looking at it, it kind of takes away from the. But yeah,
a little bit.
But
it was just I like to get prepped beforehand. It's like I want to see other people be miserable too.
But then to share the love,
yeah,
you go through it as well.
Yeah,
yeah, seems fair.
Definitely.
It's starting to wreck the insides right now. So
you feel it?
Yeah.
That warmness in your gut?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. Or it feels like a mosh pit in my stomach right now. But, yeah, I'll probably wake up in the middle of the night tonight. But
yeah, there you go. Hey. There you go.
Cheers.
Cheers. And, again, thank you for coming and doing this. I'm glad that we were able to still have a nerdy conversation.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
I do. I appreciate it. When you threw it out there, I knew it was on Father's Day, but I wanted to make it work, as I always do. I hate to push things further back because when you do that, other factors come into play. You know, it all worked out.
I didn't even think about it being Father's Day until you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was just like, oh, yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I thought at first it was on Saturday. But
yeah. Yeah.
But it was one of the things we worked it out. We always do something on Mother's Day or Father's Day at the beginning, so we're all good. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Inviting me. It was kind of a brush of. breath of fresh air.
You did it like a champ.
Yeah.
You did it like a champ. And definitely have to have you on more often.
Yeah. Always hit me up.
Yeah, we'll do.
What's your best, you mentioned you have Patreon now.
Yeah, again, that kind of went to the wayside when we took the hiatus.
Oh, really?
It still exists.
Yeah.
But we now have, I think, one subscriber at the lowest level.
But it's still there.
It's still there. We're definitely ramping back up on what we're doing.
Okay.
Like I said, we went through that hiatus where we're like, or what are we going to do? Are we going to continue it? Is it done? Are we just going to do one big farewell thing and just call it a day? And then I was like, no, I need to be creative. I need to do something to keep me creative, especially while we're stuck at home.
Yeah, I always enjoyed, doing this. Reminds me of that time we were in the backyard and we got all those beers and did the beer taste testing.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would want to do another one of those because that was Did I ever tell you that story? What happened?
No. I know we went and walked around like the concert and stuff.
Yeah, that was a trip that I remember somehow. I always say that if you remember the night before, you weren't drunk enough. But so we did all that. That was fun and everything. And I'm not blaming you at all on this.
Okay.
It's my own fault.
Okay.
And I've never done anything like this before, but you remember I got in my car.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm really bad at judging when people are intoxicated.
We were both under bad judgment. Yeah. And like I said, I'm not blaming you at all. But I will tell you this, that the I didn't go far.
Yeah. Oh, you did tell me this before.
Didn't go far, but I did go far, and then I go, this isn't happening.
Yeah, you got far enough to where I couldn't tell that you had left.
I had pretty much just barely left the neighborhood, and I went off to the side and I called my girlfriend. I said, "You have to pick me up because I am not able to drive at all and shouldn't." And
I thought that walk sobered me up quite a bit because I wasn't feeling it.
No, it was one of those things where I was like, "Yeah, I can do this," but of course your judgment.
There was a good couple, 3 hours without a drink.
Yeah, but we just hammered it.
Yeah.
But the funny part of the story is that, so she lived with me on the south side.
Yeah.
So she had a 30-minute drive, and I passed out in my car, and all I know is that she also spent a good 10 minutes banging on my door to wake my ass up. So, again, it's not my crowning moment of glory, but that last part, I guess, is a little funny.
Yeah.
She always gives me crap about that.
Oh, good, good.
But, yeah.
Rightfully so.
If we decide to do something like that, maybe do, small samplers.
Yeah.
And then we weren't doing the full beer.
There's no way that we were doing the full beer.
I think we were.
Oh man.
I think we both had a six pack.
Okay.
Yeah. And we were splitting the beers.
Yeah.
We did a six pack worth for both of us in an hour. Yeah, and then we went out and drank more. What can we say?
That was a fun day. Yeah. Don't drink and drive. Do not drink and drive.
Very true.
Drink and then subscribe to our Patreon. Do that.
We may promise a lecture on this later.
Yeah. So go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Find also on Facebook, YouTube, this video. If you subscribe, there'll be a link at the end that says subscribe. Click on it.
It's still there.
We're on pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. iTunes podcasts. We're on Spotify. Listen, go through our back catalog, and there's some great stuff on there. Great guests. We haven't had guests in a long time, but go through that catalog. Find something that you like. And I'll see you guys next week. I can say see you guys because this is a YouTube series now. So,
there's that. You know, you had, honestly, like, one thing I've been impressed is the amount of, like, guests that you had. Like, celebrity guests.
Yeah, before.
You know?
I would love to do that again. Like, get it built back up. Yeah. At the time when we were getting those celebrity guests, we were getting thousands of downloads a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're at like a couple hundred, but I was kind of nervous coming back of like how much that first episode back was going to do, but I was okay. It was a couple hundred, so I was like, okay, yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie. I've had a few friends that have done other podcasts, and it's nothing. Like, that's more of like a hobby thing. But no, yours I've been the most impressed with. It's like, keep on doing what you're doing, man.
Thanks, man.
For sure.
That's definitely words of encouragement. I've needed that.
I'll do what I can. I think I'm underplaying it, honestly, because I know how much effort and love that you put into this. So,
oh, thank you. And you got to taste that today.
I like this, and especially if someone, I like that it was an idea from a supporter.
Yeah,
I think that's what really matters. And,
right.
And the more you do stuff like this, the more you listen to your. I don't know if we're still on camera.
Yeah, it's still recording.
If you're, you keep on listening to your viewers and the people that love the show, then I think that's really what's going to help market.
Yeah,
you.
Like I said before we started, I got some feedback. Hi, Link. I got some feedback about the first video that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm going to try to implement that going forward.
Yeah,
so
that's what you got to do.
Give us those feedback. We'll listen. We'll listen to it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you like, what you didn't like. And we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm David West.
I'm Peaches.
See you next week.
Mm-hmm.